The time dropped before the expiration. With the publication of the view given to Ellen White, and James White's clear-cut statement, Joseph Bates and others who had taken up the time message dropped it in the summer of 1851. It was considered of such minor importance that it was ignored in conferences held in the late summer, as noted by James White's second and last reference to the time in his report on the Oswego, New York, conference. He stated, "The subject of the 7 years' time was not mentioned. In fact, we know of no one in the state or in the West who teaches it. Some may suppose from our remarks in No. 2, August 19, 1851, that the 7 years' time is held by quite a large portion of the brethren, but it is not so. The view has been mostly confined to the state of Vermont, and we learn by Brother Holt that most of the brethren there have given it up. Ibid, September 16, 1851. Some, however, who did not have confidence in the visions, persisted in holding the view of the 1851 time. After it passed, they found themselves in confusion. Reporting a conference held in Washington, New Hampshire, October 31 to November 2, Ellen White stated, "The time has passed and left those who believed in it very low and dark, and the influence of those who believed the time has been very distracting. Such confusion and distraction has followed the time in fighting against the visions. They had also lost the power of the third angel's message, and some of them were in complete darkness.